Welcome to the Forbidden Knowledge Podcast. My name is Nathaniel Hoytmacher, and I will be your host. This is Episode 0. Episode 0 does not really go into any of the actual content of the podcast in and of itself. Instead, it explains what to expect from the podcast and how the podcast will work. First and foremost, this podcast is dedicated to the discovery of truth and personal freedom and personal gnosis that's going on with things. And we will be looking at various different mythologies around the world and history of the world, spiritual topics as well as potentially occult topics. Occult here meaning just hidden topics and whatnot, in order to help us have a better understanding and grasp of our world around us. This is part of what the podcast is about. The other part of what the podcast is about is taking these particular stories, these ideas, these motifs, these philosophies, and using them to actually affect real change in the world within ourselves and therefore around ourselves. So when I'm bringing up, say, stories of Arthurian legend, or I'm talking about stories that have to do with various different pagan traditions and whatnot, or even story from the Bible, all of these things, we're looking at it on higher levels and looking at what their symbolic meanings are. So to put this into perspective, there is the exoteric. This is what the story is on its face value, without looking at it and examining it any further. And then there's the esoteric. This is hidden deeper meanings behind the various different stories that have been told. And then there is truth. I want you to imagine truth as a straight line. And it's our job to align our perception with truth. Truth here simply meaning that which is. In other words, we stick to the facts of the situation and make it so that way we move from fact to fact to fact in order to make it so that way we can truly understand what's going on here and why. Now, the stories that I will be telling and the understanding of them that I've done has come through years of research into things. I have been on this quest for a minimum of 13 years now, and will probably continue to do so until the day I die because of how much I find it fascinating and how much it's impacted my worldview from what the various different masters that wrote these stories and told these stories down wanted us to know as human beings, and inform us of our place in the world and the cosmos and whatnot. And so there are two different aspects that we learn, which is our inner world and our outer world, the microcosm and the macrocosm. And it is important to note that the whole point of me going into any of these stories, the whole point of looking at various different archaeological records or pulling from genetics or talking about any of the various different things and the cross fields that I use in order to help support my understanding and conclusions on any of these topics have absolutely nothing to do with the stories themselves, but everything to do with where our place in the cosmos is and what we are here to do as human beings and whatnot. And what I want people to take away from these stories is not just entertainment or value of this particular nature and whatnot. I want to affect real change in the world by inspiring people to go and decide to change themselves. Jung called this shadow work. And, you know, this is something that every person has to decide what is important to them regarding this and making that with it. There's nothing wrong with listening to stories, and if you are just here for that and want to learn more about the deeper meanings of, say, Arthurian legend, or you want to learn it, you know, about the Norse traditions and whatnot, or maybe Shintoism or Sumerian or Egyptian or any of the other ones I will be going into and touching upon, that's all well and good and fine. But that's not the point of this stories, the point of why I'm going into these traditions and talking about them. These are only the surface level stuff with this. I would also, on the highest levels, like to take on people who really want to affect change in the world and make it so that way I bring on clients that I have, that I help them to achieve their said goals. And so there will be mentoring programs that are also available to make it so that way I can help accelerate those things with it for them. And with this, I'm looking for people who are interested in combining the self-interested aspect of themselves as well as helping out the community at large, and combining the two things together. What is good for the individual and what is good for the group is good for everybody. And this is what we need to be focusing on. This world that we live in is in dire need of a change of consciousness and a change of understanding of things for people to make it so that way they can go and live better lives and be better people and to be create a better world. The amount of chaos that we are seeing now in this stage of life and whatnot is directly proportional to the amount of chaos that is inside of us. We will, of course, be touching more on this as we go on, but to be very brief about this, we have three aspects of ourselves that make up our consciousness: our thoughts, our emotions, and our actions. And any of these that are divided within themselves will make it so that way it creates problems, not only for ourselves, but for other people. One of the main things we'll be focusing on is how to make these things go in alignment, how to make it so that way we can live life to the best possible capacity for ourselves. Really deep dive what our understanding of the world is, what our truths are, and why we need to go after our dreams rather than to make it so that way we don't go after them. And the dreams I'm talking about here aren't just selfish ones, like I, you know, want to have $1 million in my bank account, or I want a Ferrari, or any of those materialistic things with it. Not that any of there's anything wrong with any of those aspects of that, but we're looking for dreams that we have that also give us meaning and purpose to our life and make it so that way we have a sense of belonging to a group, bigger project and group than ourselves. And so we will be tackling all of these various different ideas in these episodes. The game plan is to have seasons. Each season will be focused on a particular idea. So one season might be on Norse mythology, one might be on Sumerian, one might be on the Rosicrucian tradition. One might be on the initiate's journey, and how all that plays out. Each episode within that season will definitely make it so that way it builds on top of each other. And so you will need to go and order in order to make it so that way those particular series make any sense whatsoever. Other points that come into being with that will touch on other things. So what I mean by this is that certain things that we talk about in Norse mythology will invariably also have to do with Celtic mythology, and things we talk about in Celtic mythology will eventually have to do with the Proto-Indo-European stuff. And so all of these different things will interlink to one another and reference one another and make it so that way all of these things come back together and to each other. And this is meant to be a longer journey that people go on, because it's a journey of self-discovery and a journey that makes it so that way they decide to take action in the world, and make it so that way it's better for themselves, the people they care about, and the world as a whole. And we will be looking into all of the various different aspects that have been created, why they have been created, why they've been talked about, and why there are people that have always tried to suppress the understanding of these stories and their deeper meanings in order to make it so that way they have their own agendas that can go about so they can prevent people from realizing their highest potential. And each of these stories, each of these topics that I will be bringing up and will be doing, is to make it so that way we change ourselves. And I am on this journey too. I will constantly be on this journey, as everyone is. It is a lifelong process that never ends. And the point is to build a community of people who are on this similar journey, who want to help each other out, as well as to make it so that way we all learn from each other and create a better environment for each other and the world around us, and treat each other with kindness, with respect, and learn how to make it so that way we can create a better now. I'm not talking about creating a future utopia or whatever the deal is for that. I mean, eventually that would be nice, of course, if we could ever achieve that. But what I'm trying to achieve is to make a better world in the here and now, not some distant utopian dream that's hundreds, if not thousands of years in the future, if it'll ever even come into being. And so this is what Forbidden Knowledge is about. It is about taking relevant aspects of mythology, relevant aspects of various different spiritual traditions, relevant aspects of various different occult traditions, and showing people how everything is interconnected and what these various different traditions are that are there and why they exist, what they are trying to teach everybody, and how we can use these various different aspects in order to create a better world and better life for ourselves. This is the most important thing that will ever be done, is making it so that way, you know, we all have better lives and take the journey and whatnot. And so in season one, my main focus will be on what I call the initiate's journey. We will be looking at various different aspects of how that plays out. We will be going into the various different parts that need to be done with that in order to make it so that way we can go into those things with it. I'll be touching on cognitive dissonance. I'll be talking about being honest. We'll be talking about various different initiation rites and practices, how to live in the present moment, how to activate the physical body, and some of the importance regarding that. I know all of this will be the foundation for much more important stuff later to come, and how all these traditions intertwine and make it so that way we can combine them into a bigger tapestry and a bigger understanding of things. You know, I hope that all of this is beneficial to everybody and that everybody will get something from it, even if they're just here to learn from the stories and a better understanding of those stories and nothing else. That's wonderful. But what I'm really looking for is a core group of people who really want to change their own lives and therefore change the world and make it so that way we all can agree to create a better today as well as a much, much better tomorrow for future generations and stop the chaos that we're seeing and the world around us at this moment and learn from the lessons of history, which is what this is ultimately about too, is preventing more death, destruction, and chaos and misery in the world, while instead replacing it with true care, order, and wisdom. Thank you all very much for listening to episode 0 of the Forbidden Knowledge Podcast. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.